Good evening, faithful comrades. I hope you've been having a pleasantly proletariat May Day. This week, Mr. and Mrs. William Mountbatten Windsor got married with extraordinary bourgeois pomp, ceremony and expense. Balancing the marital karmic scales, Rodney Hyde and the Act Party got a Tijuana donkey show of a divorce. Cheap, nasty, tasteless and impossible to look away from. And just to add insult to injury, Don Brash, who's rapidly turning into the Liz Taylor of New Zealand politics, moved in with unseemly haste. I wouldn't blame John Key if he sought political asylum in the United Kingdom instead of coming home to his very own loony bin. Then again, we should never underestimate the magisterial incompetence of the opposition. Minutes after Hyde's resignation was announced, we got this gem of astute analysis from the office of opposition leader Phil Goff. "We know how close Don Brash and John Banks are to National. Don Brash is National's former leader, and they are both National Party members. The links are already there." Would it be churlish to point out that Goff and his deputy sat around a cabinet table with ex-founder Roger Douglas? That the fourth Labour government appointed Brash governor of the Reserve Bank, and the fifth reappointed him? And one should note that all the extreme policies Brash is supposedly gagging for have been explicitly rejected. A large reason why Hyde was rolled, after all, is that he was seen as not getting enough of Labour's trademark secret agenda on the statute books. But the real problem with ACT, and one that affects Labour's likely coalition partners, the Greens, and the ever-present threat of a Winston Peters zombie apocalypse, isn't that it's a coven of tinder-dry Roger gnomes, but that it's utterly incoherent. Now, politically, I'm generally socially libertarian and fiscally conservative. Or put another way, don't spend more than you earn and keep your nose out of your neighbour's laundry hamper. I'd be pretty relaxed with ACT if it was a quote-unquote libertarian party. Instead, we have spectacularly illiberal policies like their embrace of three strikes legislation, sotto voice race baiting, and it's hard to escape the conclusion that one form of welfareism ACT has no problem with is the corporate variety. ACT has also learnt the hard way that the one sin voters don't and shouldn't forgive is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy like the perk buster outed taking his partner on overseas trips at public expense because he could. The law and order spokesman and darling of a sensible sentencing trust who had a secret past as an identity thief. Now I'm sure my red-blooded comrades would disagree, but if Brash can actually purge ACT of the nutters and get some coherent, classically liberal policy before the public, he'll have done us all some good. But right now, I don't feel wooed at all.